So we're about halfway through the Sun Guard City Day, and I've been having all kinds of fascinating conversations with people. Some of them recorded, some of them not. The range of opinions about where the financial industry is going. The general consensus is that people aren't saying anything particularly radical. They are recognising that the threat of regulation is turning into a timetable for when regulation actually kicks in from kind of governments and institutions, that the notion of external regulation is now basically being accepted as fact. I think that's probably a good thing, because it's making them prepare for that by putting their house in order. There's definitely a trend in thinking towards acknowledging that the excesses of the past, the kind of the poker game version of how the more cowboy end of the financial services industry was working, was irresponsible, and that those who were responsible are in a much stronger position now. It was interesting, the conversation I had with a guy from one of the business magazines here earlier on about the strong position that the ethical trading banks are in now, because they've always been transparent and they've always been sort of less speculative in their way of approaching their investments. And while they're still businesses, they had the foresight to see what Joseph Stiglitz has said in a new report. He's an economist, Nobel Prize winning economist, in fact, and he's consulting with Sarkozy, President of France, on the way forward for this. And he's basically saying that if growth is your only metric, then you're screwed. And that there needs to be broader concerns for human welfare, I think is the quote, in the way that the financial industry measures its impact. It's basically old school European stakeholder thinking, that you work out who the stakeholders are rather than just the shareholders, that it's not just those who have stock in it, but those who have a stake. Compassionate conservatism, I think, is what it used to be called, where you create a regulatory framework within which the financial industry works. They get on with doing it on a level playing field because everyone's working to the same regulations, but those regulations protect the weaker stakeholders, those who don't have a financial investment, those who don't have the opportunity to defend themselves from the kind of the more negative effects. As we saw recently in the States with the collapse of the housing market and the number of people who ended up losing homes, just because of all the euphemistic stuff about liquidity crises and crisis in confidence and all that stuff. That when confidence can mean that a load of people end up homeless, there's a problem. And I'm not sure how deep into that people are getting here. Maybe it's because we're a year on. They dealt with that 6 months ago, a year ago, maybe. I don't know. But there is definitely a desire to look to the future and look to what happens when those regulations come in place, what kind of business practices need to dominate in a regulatory climate, and how best to position themselves in that. I mean, there's still businesses trying to make money at the end of the day, but there does seem to be far more talk about everything beyond growth, that growth is needed, but it's not the be all and end all, and that's quite heartening. So I'm going to keep talking to people this afternoon and see where we go from here.